Welcome to the Beamsoul Church of Christ online ministry.
This week's message is titled, Compassion. Thank you to Earl, Paul, Jim, and Don for being part of the service. The scripture reading is Romans 9, 14 to 16. Happy birthday this week to Charlotte.
Morning. Our reading this morning is from Romans 9, 14 to 16. What then shall we say? Is God unjust? Not at all. For he says to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I have compassion. It does not, therefore, depend on human desire or effort, but on God's mercy.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Thank you so much for being with us today. I just want to say a few words this morning dealing with compassion. It has with it a tremendous amount of emotion. It's a concern for the suffering of others and their misfortunes. It's a strong desire to help alleviate someone's suffering. And that's not always easy. Being a minister and being in hospitals so many times with people who are young, teens, adults, older people who are in pain. Compassion. Sometimes there's nothing to be said. Oftentimes I've experienced, because of my job and want to, from my heart, is just to hold someone when they're in pain, when they're in sorrow, when they know it's their time. I always want someone to know that they are loved and held on to. Compassion. I think in our world today, there's not so much of it. So I just want to share a few things. I want to share a few words dealing with compassion. Of course, God is a compassionate Father, like a child with tears running down their face. And there's a difference between sympathy and compassion. Sympathy looks in and says, I'm sorry. But compassion goes in and says, I'll be with you every step of the way. Sympathy says, I could carry your burden. But compassion says, cast your burden on me. Compassion helps and hears in quietness and understanding. Compassion is a character trait that is present in everyone, but sometimes it can be forgotten. All of us can develop the character trait of compassion and with authenticity say, what can I do to help you in your challenges? I remember, and all of us can remember, when our children were hurting or in pain, and the medicine wasn't kicking in quick enough, the only thing that could really help was a mom or a dad holding on to their children. And when the nightmares come, we come in and hold on to our child. And I think that's what it is with God. That sometimes we're out of sorts, but God, he puts his arms around us. He's a compassionate God. He knows who we are, his child, no matter our age. The trait of compassion is what can I do? And God always lets us know. Compassion is part of our personality. Simple things like opening a door for someone, visiting people who aren't able to get out, calling somebody on the phone so they don't feel so isolated or alone, saying from our heart encouraging words, a handshake, or better than that, a hug. Reminds me of Mother Teresa, who said these words: "We can't always do great things on this earth. We can only do small things, but with great love. We never know what a difference we can make in someone's life when we show compassion from our heart." Way back in the beginning of the Bible, in the book of Exodus, Moses was speaking to the Lord, and Moses said this: "Now, Lord, show me your glory." And the Lord said, I will cause all my goodness to pass in front of you, and I will proclaim my name, the Lord, in your presence. I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy." And then these words: "And I will have compassion on those who need compassion." Joshua 2:18, a wonderful servant of the Lord. He died at the young age of 110. Wherever the Lord raised up a judge, he saved them out of the hands of their enemies. For the Lord had compassion on the oppressed. 2 Kings 13. "But the Lord was gracious to Israel and had compassion and showed concern for all of them." And then reading in the Psalms, and the Psalms are basically Bibles on their own, 150 of them. Basically, it's a Bible within the Bible. And there's a lot of praise songs and psalms. There's all kinds of things that you can find in the Psalms. But throughout it, compassion seems to come up to the front. The compassion that God gives us. "Praise the Lord, O my soul. All my inmost being praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. His compassion is with us every morning." How about thinking about that? How about maybe this week, every morning, reminding ourselves, God has compassion on us. And because of that, maybe somehow we can just lighten someone's load. Just come alongside someone. A good word, a hug, something that helps people know that we know these people. We're kind people. We're authentic people. We want compassion to be part of who we are so we can pass that on to others. In the book of Jeremiah, it says, "This is what the Lord says, for all of my wicked neighbors who seize the inheritance I gave my people Israel, I will uproot them from their lands, and I will uproot the house of Judah, and once again I will show compassion on them and bring each of them back to their own inheritance." Compassion. And then in Hosea, the Lord says, "I will betroth you to me forever. I will betroth you in righteousness and faithfulness in love and compassion. And there's no doubt about it. When the word compassion is used, the question would be, well, why? Because someone's in pain. Someone's hurting. Someone's frustrated. Someone is out in the dark. Compassion. Compassion. He says, I will betroth you to us. I will betroth you in righteousness. I will betroth you in faithfulness. I will betroth you in love. And I will betroth you with my compassion. Authentic compassion. So as we continue with these few words, it says we've noticed, at least I have anyway, the Lord's compassion in the Old Testament so many years ago. And compassion was everywhere, and it is there everywhere, especially the overflowing compassion in the New Testament and with Jesus. Jesus was a compassionate Jesus. And he says, when Jesus saw the crowds, he looked at them with, what do you think? Compassion. With compassion. The crowds gathered around them, and he saw them as helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Mark chapter 6, Jesus and his disciples went to go out to a quiet place. At least they were trying to get to a quiet place. And when Jesus saw the large crowd, he stood back from them, and he had compassion on them, because for them, Jesus said, they looked like sheep without a shepherd. And so compassion came upon them. In Luke chapter 15, in telling the parable of love and forgiveness, the father was filled with compassion, putting his arms around him, as Jesus puts his arms around us even today. And in the book of Romans, in our Bible class this morning, we're in the book of Romans. It's not the easiest book to read. We don't use words very often like sanctification and righteousness and so forth, but Romans is full of that. In Romans chapter 9 and verse 15, the Apostle Paul is reminding us that forgiveness is for all. And when he says, I will have mercy on whom I have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I have compassion, he means it. A compassionate God. 2 Corinthians. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion. The God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in their trouble. Coming alongside one another. Compassion. God coming close. Many of us remember when our children were quite young and they were sick and maybe had a fever and out of control, and it was bothering them, and horrible dreams they were having. Pouring a bath, I remember, with one of our children, just soothing them in warm water, drying them off, holding on to them, knowing that they're safe. It's compassion for all of us. It's one thing to go into a hospital and just see someone who is ill and say, oh, I'm sorry you're ill, bye. No. Who are you? What can I do for you? I want to share with you words of comfort and compassion. And so here's what the Apostle Paul says. If you have any kind of encouragement because you're united in Christ, if you have any comfort from his love, if you have any kind of fellowship with the Holy Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion. Please make my joy complete by coming together with the same love in one spirit for every purpose. And each of you should look not only at your own interests, but also to the interests of others. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. Difficult. Who, being in very nature with God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped. No. But he made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, being found in appearance as a man, humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on the cross. Therefore, God has exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that the name of Jesus every knee should bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is glory to the God of our Father. And one day we will say and hear those words. And I love it. To the glory of God. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship that we have and with the Holy Spirit be with us forever. I came across, I'll finish up. I came across a hymn dealing with compassion. I had never heard it before. It's a little known hymn, and it goes like this. As the lame ran out to meet you, and the dead breathed again, you saw behind the eyes of sorrow and shared in our tears, heard a sigh of the weary. Let the children draw near. What boundless love, what fathomless grace have shown us, God of compassion. As we show to the world your compassion at the thorns of aggression, in the wounds of disgrace, for surely you have borne our suffering, our grief. Yet what boundless love, what fathomless grace you have shown us, O God of compassion. Each day we live an offering to praise as we show the world our compassion. Amen.
Thanks for watching or listening. The Beamsville Church of Christ meets at 4900 John Street, Beamsville, Ontario. Scripture quotations marked NIV, taken from the Holy Bible, New International Version, NIV, copyright 2011 by Biblica, Inc. Used by permission, all rights reserved worldwide. You can learn more about the congregation on our Facebook page or at beamsvillechurchofchrist.ca.